So, you know, they're about to roll out the new wave of COVID, COVID 2.0, mass hysteria, lockdowns, you know, hospitalizations, masks, mandatory vaccines, you know, a new wave of vaccines, economic destruction, all of it. And I assume you know this, but I think it's worth stating that it's all going to be complete bullcrap. They're going to just make it up. There will be no actual COVID 2.0 that's transmitting and infecting people. If they have to fake the pandemic and generate some actual deaths, they'll do it by dropping a biological weapon or a chemical weapon on a city, and then they'll say all those people have the new COVID strain. The real deal strain, I think, is what it was called in one case, in one article. So understand that because they control the media, the government, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, all of it, they can fabricate what appears to be legitimate science or legitimate medicine. They control everything. And just like they did in COVID 1.0, they can just order people to go along with it in the medical institutions. They can order doctors, you know, you must follow this protocol. Otherwise, you'll lose your license or you'll be fired. Or they can order nurses, you must be injected or you'll be fired. And the Biden regime tried to force, well, in fact, they did enforce this for a while, vaccine mandates across every company that even does business with the federal government. If you do any business with the government, which most small businesses do in one form or another, then you were supposed to mandate vaccines for all your employees because, of course, you know, Joe Biden has been given orders. You have to achieve a 70% kill rate in the United States by the end of the year 2025. That's the mandate from the globalists. And if he fails to do that, you know, it's going to be dire consequences for him, I guess. But what they learned from COVID 1.0 is that they don't need any actual science. They can just gaslight the world and get away with it. And most people, including most doctors, will go along with it. I mean, look at the fraudulent PCR tests. No scientific basis whatsoever for a PCR diagnosis of an infection. No basis, because PCR instruments are incapable of doing quantitation analysis just by their very design. They don't do quant, which, you know, I do quant all the time in my mass spec laboratory, and we have, you know, multi-point calibration curve of different concentrations of the analyte that we're looking for, whether it's glyphosate or atrazine or lead or mercury or what have you. So we have a calibration curve, and then we test the sample and we plot it on the curve, and then we know, oh, this is, you know, 75 micrograms per milliliter or whatever. In PCR, none of that exists. There is no quant. Any PCR diagnosis or so-called positive test is a hoax. It's all made up. It's a total hoax. But think about how many people all over the world lined up to be swabbed and checked, you know, before flying on an airline, for example, or working on their job every day. I know people in Hollywood that had to be swabbed every day to see if they tested positive. And then there was some guy in the parking lot with a PCR machine that he bought for 75 grand, and he's raking in like 50 grand a day in PCR tests, carrying out a hoax, a total fraudulent hoax. This is just complete quackery. The PCR test diagnosis is quackery, total fraud. And yet, that's what the establishment said was legitimate science. So they know they can pull this off, and they've learned they can do it anytime they want. So that's what's coming, is another massive hoax and fear campaign, possibly tied to, again, the intentional release of chemical weapons or biological weapons, you know, maybe spike proteins or what have you, to make some people bleed out and die. So we're talking about a murder campaign to generate deaths, murder by the governments, to generate enough deaths to result in panic, to scare everybody into taking the next vaccine, which will, of course, be a death sentence. That's what this has always been, all along. It's all been designed to get people to agree to be injected so that the globalists can exterminate the human population without a fight. You know, if the globalists were to just send out, you know, hit squads with guns, people would resist. But you get people to roll up their sleeves because you've terrorize them into thinking that this invisible COVID is going to get them, then people will go along with their own vaccine-assisted suicide. They will do it gladly. Now, humanity should know better. Now, I understand that the first COVID pilot run was confusing. And I was, in fact, I thought it was way more serious than it turned out to be in the first couple of months as well, because the media was downplaying it. That was actually my biggest clue. The mainstream media was saying, oh, it's no big deal. And since the media always lies, then, you know, that's a pretty big clue. So even I was convinced in early 2020 that this was something big coming out of China. At least I was very concerned. I was very worried. I was telling people to prepare for a pandemic. And then the media flipped. And soon after, we all realized that the media had just been ordered to follow a script. And this was all scripted. And it was all a fraud, a giant lie. And then, of course, they're rolling out the masks and eventually the vaccines, but all the lockdowns and social distancing. It was all scripted. But we've lived through that. We should all know better by now. Anybody gullible enough to go along with 2.0 should be ashamed of themselves. How stupid can you be? I mean, what's the saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I mean, yeah, they fooled a lot of us for a little while in the first release of the COVID plandemic script. Because they had everybody involved, you know, the media, the hospitals, the government, even China, and everybody. But now, in retrospect, we know exactly how they ran this. So how can anybody be fooled again on this? That's what I don't understand. But yet, you're going to see people going along with masks. You're going to see mask morons walking around out there very soon. In September, in October, through the rest of the year, mask morons walking around thinking that they're doing the obedient thing for public health and that they're preventing infections. And those are the same people who are going to go get injected, of course. And so there are going to be fewer and fewer of those people in 2024 and beyond because they will die from the injections. I guess that's one way to reduce the number of people wearing masks is the fact that they're going to go get injected and murdered by, you know, the bioweapons industry, which parades around as a vaccine industry, by the way. But you're going to see a lot of people going along with this. And part of the reason for that is because many of these people have been lobotomized by the first round of vaccines, which cause neurological damage, you know, because of the spike proteins. So think about this. You actually have a lobotomized, half-zombified population that's going to be running around lecturing you as to why you're a bad person. If you're not wearing a mask and if you're not vaccinated, you're a danger to the world, right? I mean, this is going to come back. And they're going to be demanding that you close down your gym and your restaurant and your hair salon and your business and all of it. Why? Well, because they're lobotomized morons. This is all they know now, is just lashing out at others because they've lost higher cognitive function because they've been, you know, zapped by the spike protein with neurological damage. So you are about to see the zombie apocalypse unleashed upon our society. It's going to be the vaccine zombie apocalypse in this case. Now, there's also, of course, a street drug zombie apocalypse with the meth and the crank and whatever all these people are snorting or injecting. I don't even know what it is, like lizard skin drugs or whatever. Bath salts, right? Stuff like that. I mean, that's the name for the drug. It's not actually bath salts, but that's what the drug is called, you know, allegedly. But you're going to see zombies all over the streets of Philadelphia. Well, heck, you see that now. And then you're going to see vaccine zombies all over the place. And, you know, remember, in 2012, I did the song called Vaccine Zombie. And you can find that song on brightown.com. It was a rap. And the lyrics that I wrote, I think it was 2012. The lyrics have all come true. It's almost like somehow I was channeling like a rapping Nostradamus or something, because every line in that song has come true. It's unbelievable. So get ready for the vaccine zombies, because they are about to emerge in the world and they're going to be demanding your obedience and compliance. They're going to be shaming you And yet, our job is to resist all the tyranny and all the vaccine zombies. Our job is to demonstrate that it's all a hoax. I don't need a mask and I'm fine. I don't need a lockdown and I'm fine. I don't need to close my shop and everybody's fine. Just demonstrate that it's all a hoax. And just show that the emperor wears no clothes. So as we move forward here for the next few months, all of this is being rolled out, you know, the big plandemic and you know, the vaccines and all of it. I want you to keep in mind that your job is to not just resist on a personal level, but your job is to demonstrate resistance to tyranny. Demonstrate it. Show others that the emperor has no clothes. And in doing that, we may have a chance to help, you know, awaken a few people along the way so that they don't die from the injections, all brainwashed and gaslit, thinking that they're being, that their obedience to some system is necessary for them to survive. Obedience is suicide. Resistance is freedom. Keep all that in mind. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course, Brighteon.com. Take care.